Good morning. What a blessing to be here this morning, hear that singing, and to worship our risen Lord. We have a God who is able to deliver us from, I guess that's kind of what the Lord kept impressing on my heart as I sought Him. The theme delivery kept coming in. The Bible is full of it, of the phrases. And I'd like to look at maybe an account in the Old Testament in Acts and try to maybe make some comments on it. So, before we start, I appreciate the prayer, Brother Allen. I would just like to bow before the Lord here and pray. Yeah. Yes, our great Heavenly Father, we bow in awe and reverence of You. You are our God. Through Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be Your children, Lord. And we are Your children. We thank You for the way that He has made, Lord. We thank You for the delivery You have provided for us. Oh God, we just commit this service into Your care, into Your hands, Lord. I just pray You would bless these few crumbs that I have. Would You bless this service for Your honor and glory, oh God. Thank You for this congregation. Thank You for each family and each brother and sister that is here, Lord. Would You bind our hearts together in love one for another and for Your great name's sake in this community. We love You, Lord. My text here is in 2 Chronicles, verse 32. We're gonna start reading here. After these things and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered Judah and encamped against defense cities and thought to win them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come, and he was proposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city. And they did help him. So there was gathered much people together who stopped all the fountains and the brooks and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water?" Also he strengthened himself and built up the wall that was broken and raised it up to the towers, and another wall without, and repaired Millo in the city of David, and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people, and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city, and spake comfortably to them, saying, "Be strong and courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed, for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. After this did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, send his servants to Jerusalem. But he himself laid siege against Laish and all his power with him. Unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, and unto all Judea that were at Jerusalem, saying, Thus said Sennacherib, king of Assyria, "Whereon do ye trust that ye abide in the siege in Jerusalem? Does not Hezekiah persuade you to give over yourselves to die by famine and by thirst, saying, the Lord our God shall deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Hath not the same Hezekiah taken away his high places, his altars, and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, ye shall worship before one altar and burn incense upon it? Know ye not that I and my fathers have done unto all the people of other lands? Where were the God of those nations, of those lands, anyways able to deliver their lands out of mine hand? Who was there among all the gods of those nations that my fathers utterly destroyed that could deliver his people out of mine hand, that your God should be able to deliver you out of mine hand? Now therefore, let not Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you on this manner, neither yet believe him. For no God or any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of mine hand and out of the hand of my fathers. How much less shall your God deliver you out of mine hand? And his servants spake yet more against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. He wrote also letters to rail on the Lord God of Israel and to speak against him, saying, as the gods of the nations of other lands have not delivered their people out of mine hand, so shall not the God of Hezekiah deliver his people out of mine hand. Then they cried with a loud voice in the Jews' speech unto the people of Jerusalem that were on the wall, to affright them and to trouble them, that they might take the city. And they spake against the God of Jerusalem as against the gods of the people of the earth, which were the work of the hands of man. And for this cause Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos prayed and cried to heaven. And the Lord sent an angel which cut off all the mighty men of valor and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. And so he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he was come into his house, and when he was come into the house of his God, they that came forth out of his own bowels slew him there with the sword. Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and from the hands of all others, and guided them on every side. And we just have an amazing account there of a victory of deliverance when the king Hezekiah sought the Lord. And we know he was outnumbered. The same account is in 2 Kings, but it's quite a bit lengthier, but we see in verse 8 where his trust was. Verse 7 and 8, be strong and courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. I just want to stop there and say that we're still serving that same God today. He is still able, if we trust in him, to fight our battles. But we have to be done with my own way, with we have to be done with ourselves and to be completely trusting in him in that way. And the Lord is still very able. From the account in 2 Kings, that it says that there was 185,000, which I believe would be 185,000 men. It says there were corpses, there was bodies everywhere in the morning. It's just when the God's angel went forth. And I wanted to look at in Acts 12. How the Lord delivered Peter out of the midst of the soldiers that were sleeping there. There's many other accounts that we could go to and much other scripture. In Acts 12, we'll start in chapter 1, in verse 1, I'm sorry. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squadrons of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the doors kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bid on thy sandals." And so he did. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street. And forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. I mean, I think I'll stop there, but I mean, at first he thought it was a dream. The Bible says at first he thought he was in a dream. And then when he came to himself, he said, "I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod from all expectation of the people of the Jews." Amen. I guess this morning we serve a God that is able to deliver if we're willing. Is there something that we need delivered from? I know as I search my own heart, there's probably need delivered from myself for the most, from my own will, from the work of my own hands. I was challenged by that as I sought the Lord. Is there someone at work or that's Is there a circumstance in life that you're facing? Discouragement? Is it our own will? This morning, if there's something we need delivered from, our God is there and waiting if we're done with ourselves. If we turn the circumstance completely over to His care. In closing here, I've got some more verses I'd like to read. Just 2 Timothy 4, 16 to 18. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Galatians 1, 4. Who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father. Second Corinthians 1:8. 2 Corinthians 1:8-10. For we would not, brethren, that have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead, who deliver us from so great a death, and thus deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. 2 Peter 2:9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment, to be punished. And Psalms 71, 1-5. In Thee, O Lord, I do put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in Thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline Thine ear unto me, and save me. Be Thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for Thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. Amen. That is all I have this morning. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.